Luka, how did you analyze that game as a whole?
I thought it was good, honestly. I know we lost was isn't what we try to do coming into it, but our guys competed, and defensively, I thought we gave a great effort. You know, statistically, we did a lot of things that we could have won the game on. The only thing that killed us was the free throws, like we talked about before. I mean, maybe 28 to whatever it was on the free throws is really, you know, a big part of where they got the separation on us. But that's a really good team over there. They execute. You know, they've been together, you know, for 2, 3, 4 years now, where they went through the hard times that we're going through now. And you can see that, you know, they don't get rattled now. They make those plays at the end of games now. And I was proud of the way, you know, on a tough back-to-back, our guys came out a little shorthanded without Julius. And really, Julius and D'Angelo really competed and played well together tonight.
Yeah, that much better start to the second half of the third quarter, and then it looked like Gobert almost took over inside. Did you see anything else with the offense in that stretch?
The offense was fine, and we were getting what we wanted. But in the first half, we did a great job. We talked about Gobert. You know, when he's going to come to block everything, and when he does, we have to make him pay because he's leaving somebody, and the weak side's pulling all the way in. In the first half, we did an excellent job of finding that extra pass and scoring on that. For whatever reason, in the second half, we kept trying to challenge him. And, you know, he's probably the best shot blocker in the league. And he showed us why tonight. I was also proud of the fact that a couple of times, first half and second half, we got down 7 or 8. And that, for us, sometimes gets, you know, a game really ugly. And pretty much every time tonight, once they got a little bit of separation, we dug our heels in and fought back. And they did it by sticking together and playing defense. And that was good to see.
You could simplify it in saying that, you know, Ingram had 2 rough games and Zubac had 2 really good games. So what did you see from both of those guys and over this quick back-to-back?
Zoo was really good again. Brandon, you know, he looks like he's a little hesitant again for whatever reason. Not sure why. He was playing really well before that. So, you know, maybe he's hitting the rookie wall. I don't know. Hopefully not. We got a lot of games to go. But Zoo was solid again. And, you know, we're confident Brandon will find his way.
What do you see, especially tonight, the ability to kind of withstand eventually came back and got it close to the season? Getting down at all during that.
From our team,
that 16-1.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Like, I was actually happy to see us not let that end our night, because a lot of times throughout this year, when that happens, we start trying to come back with hero shots on offense and not trusting each other. And that's what actually happened during the run, but then we were able to come back and get back to the way we were staying in the game early by sharing the ball, and mainly defensively. Like, we were getting stops on defense, which allows us to get out and run. And I actually was obviously not happy about that run, but happy that we didn't let that run finish us. I brought up the fact that, you know, Gobert is blocking all their shots. We have to trust each other. It's what we do. It's when we're at our best. It's when multiple people are scoring. I think we have 4 guys in double figures tonight. You know, it'd be nice to get that 5th or 6th guy up there, but it didn't happen tonight. But, you know, I just told him, look, we got tomorrow off. And after a back-to-back, we leave everything out there on the floor and get back to having fun and sharing the ball. And that was kind of the message going into the 4th. But that, you know, that one dry spell really, really hurt again.
How can you use 4 days between games to your advantage?
Well, I think it'll be good for some of our guys. Some of our guys are beat down a little bit. You know, hopefully get Julius, D'Angelo, and get some good practice time. We're a young team, so the more practice time we get, normally we're pretty sharp after that. So, you know, we'll definitely take advantage of it, you know, as far as that's concerned, and then just getting something over down to some rest.
You got to look at the Russell and Zubac screen roll a little bit in the summer, but I don't know if you've gotten to see it in practice, but is that something you could see, just the way that D'Angelo plays and Zubac having some, giving you something down the stretch this season?
Yeah, Zoo's great because, you know, he's big, he's got a soft touch, and, you know, guards that can – can play make and get downhill, should have a nice chemistry with him. So I think that could be a dynamic situation.
I think Mozgov maybe feels a little motivation with Zubac playing well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's human nature when someone behind you is playing, you know, playing as well as he's been playing for us. But I thought Mozgov did a good job of. I mean, he struggled early tonight's game. He stuck with it, and you know, he was a big part of that starting unit having a good third quarter there. So you know, I'm sure you know it's natural for him to at least feel be thinking about it a little bit, but. We'll encourage him to just keep playing.